Alfred Broaddus is the former president of the Richmond Federal Reserve. He joins us now. Mr. Broaddus, always a pleasure to have you with us on Fed Day. We appreciate it.
Nice to be here, Aaron.
So, you know, Steve, tongue-in-cheek, was saying, oh, look, looks like they just Xeroxed this. They did change one phrase about economic growth slowing in the first part of the year. What did you hear in the statement of significance?
Well, you know, as you said, there's absolutely no significant change there. They did salute the slower growth in the first quarter. I guess that's not too much of a surprise. You know, one thing that occurred to me as I looked at some of the background information, one of the things they mentioned in the minutes of the last meeting was the apparent weakening at that time in capital spending, business spending for equipment. That has actually been some monthly data that were a little bit stronger. So, you know, when I was looking ahead, I thought maybe they would just leave. I wasn't sure they'd even change that. But I guess they felt that they had to change. They had to recognize the slowing in the first quarter. I might just mention something. Some of your commenters earlier, Aaron, were talking about the inflation situation. You know, I always mention that year-over-year core PCE number when you interview me. And
yes,
the last number there, which is from March over last March, actually, it was a pretty good number, 2.1%, which is right above the top of the Fed's supposed, I guess I can't use the word target, desired range. One thing that needs to be brought out here, even though it wasn't mentioned in the statement, is that there is some concern in some quarters that productivity growth, trend productivity growth, has been slowing, and that would tend to make the longer-term inflation outlook maybe a little bit less favorable than would otherwise be the case. And I think that might be in the minds of some committee. It's still very uncertain, but I think that might possibly be a factor that's influencing that continued their concern about inflation.
And refusal to sort of ratchet that down, I guess. But here's my
right
question to you, Mr. Broaddus. You know, we had two CEOs on at the top of the program, Graco and Industrial and Cash America, a pawn shop. Both of them said, I don't need the Fed to cut rates in order for my business to be all right or in order to avert a recession. But both of them said, it'd be really nice. I'd love to see the Fed cut rates. Do you think that the Fed feels that pressure? Do you think that they will cut this year?
I don't think they feel much pressure now. Business folks, bless their hearts, they keep the economy rolling. Often are biased towards wanting lower interest rates for obvious reasons. But I think, you know, I think the Fed first is I expect really quite satisfied with the current situation. I do believe they want to see that year over year inflation rate, as measured by the core PCE, drop down fairly soon into the 1.5 to 2% range that they desire, and I think that's going to be a factor. I don't think at this point they're unduly worried about emerging weakness in the economy. I expect they're projecting some gradual increase. Now, you know, we do have weakness in housing still. If that
right
continues, if it were to get worse, then that's the kind of thing that might, at some point down the road, trigger a Fed easing. But
okay,
that's not something that I think they're looking for now.
All right, on hold until further notice. Mr. Broaddus, always great to talk to you. Thank you.